broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. We're on the plantation course this morning. It's absolutely fantastic. We're in Kapalua. It is the Century Tournament. Yes, the Century. It's no longer TOC. It's the Century. And it's the opening event of the PGA Tour. So we're starting the PGA Tour this week. It's been a fabulous week. Good morning, Hawaii. It is Saturday. It is January 6th already. Golf Clubhouse is inside the Kapalua Cart Barn. That's where the media center is. My guest this morning, Byron Pierce, Kapalua Plantation Course Superintendent of Golf. We're going to have Alex Nakajima in the house, Ben Hongo, President Aloha Section PGA, of course, Director of Golf, Hongo Golf at Kapalua. Alex Nakajima, Kapalua Golf General Manager and Director of Golf at Troon Golf. We've also got Stephanie Smith, the Vice President, Marketing and Brand Management, Century Insurance. Pete McPartland, Chairman of the Board, President and CEO, Century Insurance. And Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and commentator, Golf Channel NBC Sports, 2012 PGA Distinguished Service Award recipient with Debbie Rolfing. And now, well, after this, we're going to bring him in. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. The Century officially kicks off the PGA Tour's 2024 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 4th through the 7th. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever. And Sony Open in Hawaii PGA Tour Golf Tournament starting January 8th through 14th, 2024 at the Wailea Country Club on the island of Oahu.
Absolutely fabulous. Leaderboard, this is, okay, just the top. Scottie Scheffler, Tyrrell Hatton, Brendan Todd, Sungjae Im, Chris Kirk. That's just the top five. And, you know, the leaderboard, it's so incredible. There's been no wind. We're going to have mostly sunny skies today. Windward and Mauka showers. High today, 78 to 83, depending where you are. And there's a wind blowing east-southeast, 15 miles per hour. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. That's amazing. We're getting a little wind. It's been so still.
Yeah, I called Ben Crenshaw last night. I said, can you dial up a little wind here, Uncle Ben? You know, these guys are pretty darn good. You know, there's no defense for the best players in the world, you know, when the wind is down and you got the golf course in this good a condition. I really think the condition of the golf course has probably had the biggest impact on the scoring. I have never seen putts go in like we're seeing. The strokes gained putting average is just off the charts. So I don't really think people care. Players are embracing low scores. And if I were sitting home watching in the cold, I'd want to see that kind of golf.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What was that 96-foot putt we saw yesterday?
I can't remember. Who was it? Was it Nick Taylor or was somebody that hit one that long? I mean, it was almost as long as the one he made to win the Canadian Open. But, you know, the thing about the greens right now is not only are they in perfect condition, they're rolling at sort of a medium speed, not lightning fast. And because of that, there's no fear really of three putting. And so guys are hitting real aggressive putts, and we're seeing a lot of really long putts go in.
We are. Tyrrell Hatton is the one who hit it, and he talked about having his body not feeling well because of all the fun he's been having over Christmas and the New Year's and the weight he's gained, and he hasn't been in the gym. And he's like, I guess it shows how much of a stupid game it is with how my body felt. That score was just not entering my mind. That eagle, though, went straight in, six birdies and an eagle on the back nine. That was amazing golf, and there he is. You know, he went up 23 positions, tied for second with Brendan Todd and Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler, Player of the Year. What is this, the third time in a row?
Second in a row. Yeah, going for three now. He's remarkable. You talk about all these other guys on and on and on about who's the best driver, you know, Rory McIlroy, maybe Ludwig Aubert now. But if you take a look at all aspects of the game, there's nobody really even close to Scheffler. And I'm not surprised at all to see him atop the leaderboard, but I don't remember a year where we've had this many players this close. I keep hearing, oh, you know, Scheffler. You know, he's got a lot of real quality players real close to him. So.
Yeah, he does. And Victor Hovland and Colin Morikawa and Byung-Hun An and Matt Fitzpatrick and Ashke Bhatia and Sahith Sagala and Jordan Spieth and Brian Harman are all, you know, what is that, tied for ninth? It's incredible. It is exciting, and this is the first PGA Tour event of the season. This is no longer a wraparound season. This is start, end, fantastic.
I don't know what or who came up with the wraparound season idea, but I am sure glad it's over. I think it was a bust. A lot of players will tell you that. I talked with Justin Rose about it last night. He didn't like it at all. And, you know, finally now guys are getting an off season. Cantlay talked about it the other night. He had 6 weeks off. A number of players have been able to take some time off, and I really think, you know, athletes need to do that. But in our sport, too, not only athletes, I think golf fans who see golf every week year-round need a little bit of a break. And I think that's what makes the NFL so attractive, you know, say come September. There's this built-up demand for football.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I think this calendar thing is really going to change the dynamic of the century for sure.
Exactly. And the century is fabulous. This has been an amazing experience for me, the way everything's been put together, pulled together in a really tough time with the fire in Lahaina destroying that entire community, bringing this tournament together. Tell us a little bit about the challenges.
Well, you know, it was an unimaginable tragedy that we are living through here, and frankly, the ramifications are still becoming clear now. You know, I don't really think we knew them, you know, a couple of weeks after the tournament. But I have to tell you, when I look at the, you know, constituencies of this tournament, let's start with the PGA Tour. They knew how much this tournament could do for the community, and they knew how important it was going to be. But they were staring just amazing challenges in what they were doing. And from the beginning, they never, ever wavered. They said, if we're invited, we are coming. We'll figure it out. Even if we have to bring tents, you know, from the mainland or pay double for all kinds of, you know, operations. And
whatever
things.
It takes.
They never wavered. So the PGA Tour has been phenomenal. Century, you know, they're the greatest sponsor in golf, period. I'm just going to leave it at that. They are phenomenal. One of the best groups of listeners I've ever seen. And after the wildfires, they came out, and basically what they did was listen to people. And not necessarily just politicians or who you would normally go around and make a call on, let's say, to see if we should be playing this tournament. They listened to the community because they have become a part of this community. And once they started understanding what the needs of the community were going to be, I think it really sort of galvanized their motivation for staging this thing even more. They realized how important it was going to be to create a sort of beacon of hope with this tournament, which is really what it is.
Continuity. You need continuity.
Continuity is it, but also showing the community that there is hope and that, you know, we can, in 2.5 months, put the golf course in the greatest condition it's ever been in by far, with a third of the crew having lost, you know, their homes, including the superintendent. You know, they're trying to get their own lives together, and yet they were so motivated to showcase Maui and Kapalua to the world, that it really is a little microcosm of what this entire recovery has to be. So it's just, I can't tell you how valuable it's been to have this tournament.
And the challenges, though, have been real and on a lot of different levels. But someone pulled it all together and spent hours and hours and hours, probably 12-hour days, and he, or maybe 14-hour days, and he took the time every 2 weeks to be on the show to talk about how things were coming along. And he's with us right now, Max Novina, Executive Director, the Century PGA Tour here at Kapalua Plantation Course at Kapalua on Maui. Welcome back into the clubhouse.
Danielle, aloha. Good to be with you. Good to be with your listeners.
Yeah. What was the hardest thing to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an absolute journey. It's hard to believe that 5 months later we're here today. Fantastic weather. Our fans, our players are so excited to be here. And, most importantly, our community has been so, so supportive. I've said this a couple times. From day one, I was resolute that we had to play on Maui. We had to play on the west side. We had to play at the plantation course at Kapalua. And I truly believe that this is what the PGA Tour does, along with our partners like Century Insurance. Tragedies happen around the world. It's certainly not the first time that devastation has happened in a community that the PGA Tour plays in. And we show up. We've always been so welcomed in every single place that we play. So for us to use our platform to give back, use it to bring continued awareness, bring fundraising, perform community service, and also as the West Side reopens and recovers, bring economic impact.
Yeah, and you know, I've been out shopping in little stores and what have you, and I've noticed that there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people here, and I asked, you know, wow, a lot of it has to do with the Century. And then I was speaking with one of the, I won't call him a guard, security guy, between the plantation course and then the community that's above the plantation course, and he lost his home. You know, and he's out smiling and waving and throwing the shaka to people driving by, and everybody's, you know, it was really, really, really heartwarming to see him working and happy and being a part of this whole tournament, bringing the Century and making everybody happy in the process. I mean, his smile made me smile, and I wasn't sure. I was kind of walking along. It was deep in my thoughts, and I sat down on the wall, and he, all of a sudden, he appears. He goes, "You okay?" I'm like, "Me? Yeah, I'm fine. I just needed to kind of like find a place to sit down and just think." And he goes, and we just started the conversation, and he's just a really, really cool guy. So, And I imagine many of the volunteers from the community came out.
Yeah, I think Mark said it best. This has really galvanized our community. It smiles all over the golf course. And I truly believe this extends beyond just the West Side or Maui or the islands. We've been able to pull this off because of the support that we've received around the world. And, I think one of the most challenging things was ensuring that we were going to do this appropriately and respectfully, and that as we brought people to the island, that we really embraced Malama Maui. Be respectful, be compassionate, be sensitive, take care and give back. And from everything that I've seen, not only on the golf course, but beyond, that is happening.
Yes.
And the people here on Maui have absolutely embraced all of us, and we're all so happy about that.
Yeah, yeah, and I imagine you have an awful lot to do, and the bottom line is the people behind you making sure that everything would fall in place and who've had an incredible impact on Maui and Lahaina and the people who were impacted personally. They lost everything in the fires. They're here. Pete McPartland and Stephanie Smith are here from Century Insurance. The Century, of course, is their sponsor, and they're 100% behind Maui and 100% behind the Century. And I love the position they take on all the stuff that we're not talking about this morning, but just the upheaval in golf. That, you know, it's like, I'm not worried about that. We spoke last night to the media. I'm not worried about, you know, LIV Golf. We're here. We're doing a tournament. You know, whatever they do is what they do. This is our tournament, and we're here till, you know, 2035 and beyond. So that's what I love. And I know you're busy. We're going to take a break. We're going to bring Pete and Stephanie in. And thank you. Is there anything you wanted to add to this?
Probably just a massive mahalo to everybody. Certainly our players, our fans, Century Insurance, but most importantly, our community. We feel the love. We feel the aloha. And it's going to be a great weekend.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you got to come because it's fabulous. The ticket prices have been made so that, you know, it's for... Do you have a rundown on the pricing?
Pricing to the side, we've tried to embrace the entire community. We want to make sure that Kamaaina were well taken care of, that fire survivors had access to the golf course, that we were able to honor and celebrate and express our gratitude to our first responders. And so I'm really most excited about those three groups, because this would not be the event that we would want it to be if it didn't truly embrace those groups within the community. They're truly the heroes here.
Right on. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse in the Kapalua Plantation Course Cart Barn, and I'm glad. This is my 26th year here, so I'm just so happy that it's continuing. Max Novina, Executive Director of the Century PGA Tour, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Where the best start their year. The Century returns to Maui at the Plantation Course at Kapalua for the PGA Tour's opening drive. Come witness an elite field of PGA Tour players like Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele. As the race for the FedEx Cup begins, cake here admitted for free, and Hawaii residents can enjoy the discounted Kamaaina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century January 4th through 7th. Buy tickets at thecentury.com. The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
We're in the clubhouse here right at Kapalua's Plantation Course, and joining me with Mark Rolfing, the golf analyst and golf commentator. I love to talk with him, Golf Channel and NBC Sports, and I'm so happy to have Pete McPartland, Chairman of the Board, President and CEO, Century Insurance, with Stephanie Smith, Vice President, Marketing and Brand Management. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good to be back.
It's good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. There's something that's really cool about the new logo. I really like. Tell us how that came about. The new logo for Century.
The new Century logo,
yes,
for the golf tournament.
Yes.
Well, we knew last year when the qualification was changed permanently for this tournament, including the top 50 plus all the winners, and also being the first tournament now of the PGA Tour season, this was the year if we wanted to do something and refresh it. So renamed the tournament to simply the Century, and we wanted the logo to reflect this place, Maui in January, and what typifies Maui in January more than a whale's tail. And if you look closely, it kind of reflects the trophy, which has become iconic. So a wave, a whale tail, Maui in January, the Century kicking off the PGA Tour season. I don't think it gets any better.
You know what I love about the word the? It's the Century. It's an emphasis. It's the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, okay?
That's good company.
And yes. You know, and people sometimes take the off golf, the golf. It's the golf club. So it's the Century, and that's very, very cool. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yes. And the other thing that I'm just truly impressed and grateful, I'm in much gratitude to Century Insurance and Pete McPartland for leading us in this direction. All of the giving to the community that you and all the people around you have committed to, $1 million, then $2 million. Could you lay this out for us?
Sure. And not to be too long-winded with this, Danielle, but it all really started when we became a sponsor in 18 and fell in love with not only Maui, but the people of Maui. And realized within maybe year two, I don't think it was more beyond that, that we wanted to extend this tournament. And when we signed our first, I believe it was Stephanie, 5-year extension.
10 years.
What we said, pardon me?
10-year extension.
Was it the first one was 10 years.
Yep.
Yes, the first one was 10. What we said casually, but not knowing how meaningful it would be, was that Maui was a Century community and was as important to Century as Stevens Point, Wisconsin, where we're headquartered. And didn't realize how, I use the word prescient, that statement was. But we made that statement, and we made that extent, we committed ourselves the extra 10 years because of how strongly we felt about Maui. So that led to an initiative that we call Connected Communities, in which we've been introducing for the last 3 years leadership from the island of Maui to leadership from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And that means the two mayors know each other. It means the United Way organization CEOs know each other. It means the chancellors of the universities know each other. It means business leaders know each other. And there's a delegation from Maui that comes to Stevens Point every other year. A delegation of Stevens Point leaders who come to Maui every other year. And when we came to Maui, I think it was March of 2023, if I'm not mistaken, we dug in very deeply to the issues on the island of Maui in a kind of a problem-solving oriented way. And, of course, then the fire took place on August 8th. So the point of what I've just said is that by the time the fire hit, Danielle, we were emotionally invested in the island of Maui, and we understood, I think, far better than most companies, golf tournament sponsors would, understood the intricacies of the location that their tournament was held in. So we knew immediately how to respond to the fire and get funds into the hands of the people that would benefit from it as quickly as possible. We knew that and didn't need to research.
No.
And that led, as you mentioned, to, over the course of 2 months, $1 million that was a combination of foundation money from the Century Foundation, associates who work at Century, their own donations and matching their donations,
wow,
board members, Century leaders, and so on. We went big with the United Way, we went big with the Maui Food Bank, and we went big with the University of Hawaii Maui College, where we had been funding scholarships. But then we stepped back, and now I'm getting into really the month of October, and ask ourselves, is there anything that may not be being looked at that we could make our own? We talked, frankly, to Mark Rolfing, as we talked, Mark, about literally anything and everything having to do with the island of Maui. And we talked to the United Way, and we came up with this issue of mental health for kids, for students, who may not fully be manifesting itself today, but we know will be a huge issue because almost every kid was affected, either directly or indirectly, in a traumatic way by this fire. So we created a initiative called Malama KK, which is for the children, is a partnership with the United Way, put $1 million into that. And so now we have something that is a Century initiative. But it's not going to stop here, Danielle. Every year when you hopefully have us on the show, you'll be asking and we'll be telling you what we're now doing as a result of the fire, because this rebuild is going to take a long time, and everyone needs to look at it on that way. This event redefines strategically how Century looks at philanthropy, period, and definitely philanthropy on this island.
Yes.
You know, Danielle, I got to say, I'm sitting here listening to Stephanie and Pete, and it is extremely rare in sports, and golf is the one I know the best, where a sponsor is showing leadership to the organizers of the tournament. That is a remarkable thing. If you think about it, this sponsor has lost its defending champion 2 years in a row, ineligible to compete in their event. And yet, nobody went in the corner and started going, you know, where's John Rahm?
Who cares?
They kept their eye on the ball, and they kept their focus. And frankly, you know, I think reacted better in some cases than a lot of us out here. And I just think it's an amazing show of leadership by a sponsor. It's more the other way around most of the time, but not in this case.
You know, I wear a jacket, and I'm proud to say that, you know, I got it from Century. And I wear this jacket because it's connected communities.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that Century created. Mm-hmm. The idea of connected community. And it's so much more. There, you know, sister cities and all this. This connected community that you created between Stevens Point and Maui is unlike anything, I think, that's on the planet right, period.
Well, let me give you an example, a little example, and Stephanie knows the details of this, but two entities that have become joined at the hip is Point Brewery, which is a very successful small brewery in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and Kahola Brewery in Maui. Mary Anderson runs that. And they, through Connected Communities, Joe Martino of Point and Mary Anderson of Kahola became fast friends. And they collaborate. They collaborate on beers. There's a beer called Hula Badger that is a joint venture of those two breweries.
Badger because...
Yes.
Because we're from Wisconsin. Hula because it's Maui.
Yes.
Hula Badger.
So when the fire hit, Joe Martino and Mary knew how to collaborate to keep Kahola running and use his bandwidth and kind of scale advantageously. And there's connecting communities is replete with those kinds of stories, above and beyond anything that Stephanie and I even recognize.
Yes, it is just wonderful.
When we came to Maui in October, so as soon as West Maui was open, a small group of us came. We felt strongly that we needed to be here to see our friends, to talk to them face to face. We've been talking to them before, but we were asked by the Connected Community Partners, can you take some things with you? So the Boys and Girls Club of Stevens Point put together care packages for the Boys and Girls Club staff here on Maui, asked us to deliver them. My favorite, the United Way of Portage County sent 150 bratwurst, beer, cheese curds, and mustard to the United Way of Maui. I mean, it was not only had they, each of them, contributed to their partner financially, but personally they wanted to do something. Here, we want to give you a little bit of Wisconsin so that you know that we are here right with you.
Right, and that's connected communities. That's absolutely wonderful. I need to thank you, Carolyn, for... I'm not on mic. Danielle, the professional, is not on mic. Stephanie is the chief marketing and brand officer. I introduced you.
Both gave her a promotion.
Both count. Hey, Pete, guess what? I'm the chief marketing and brand officer now.
Oh, my goodness. So, you had the Aloha Friday. In addition to all of the businesses that have been supporting folks and raising money, I mean, the guys, Max Homa, Xander Schauffele, Ricky Fowler, who else? Tony Finau. Tony had hosted the Finau Kapalua Invitational, which was streamed live on Instagram to raise money. I mean, all of these players, Patrick Cantley working with the First Responders Children's Foundation to help first responders who lost because of the fires, Tom Hoagie, Birdies and Eagles, money goes to the Hawaii Community Foundation, Maui United Way for Century. It's the Century Malama Keiki Initiative. That's part of what you created to help with the mental health of the children, and that's being worked with the Maui United Way. They're working with that, and then Colin Morikawa is pledging his, of course, his family originally, pledging $2,000 for every birdie and $4,000 for every eagle, all matched by Adidas. That's all the everyone coming together, the players, their sponsors, Century working hard.
I think, you know, one of the reasons you talked about with Max about how it was important to have the tournament here, and we from the beginning felt that there were a couple good things that we could accomplish. Number one, it was important for the community. This is the largest sporting event in the state. We didn't want a human tragedy to be compounded by an economic crisis.
Thank you.
This is an important thing, and that's what the governor told us. But we also thought that being here could put a spotlight on Maui in a couple ways, to remind people that this is a beautiful island, and it's come visit respectfully, and also remind people that there are needs. And even though it's been 5 months, and that other things are dominating the headlines, there are needs here, and it is continuing, and the island of Maui needs our help.
Yes.
What's interesting, Danielle, is that because of all this, I'm totally convinced, Lahaina, which is for the most part gone, is now basically at Kapalua. And if you think about what has really gone on here, is the people have been displaced from the town. All of the facilities that have been lost on the town have to be replaced on a temporary basis up here where there is space. This is where the school, the temporary school, is going to go. This is where the displaced people are going to stay. And to me, who's been here almost 50 years, that's a really cool thing because there was always Kapalua up here and Lahaina down there. And now, in the end, it's going to become more of one and the same.
More of
and
a connected
I really
community.
Think that's a good thing. But Lahaina is going to move up here for probably a decade almost. And a lot of it is because of these folks sitting right here.
Yeah, it truly is. And when you come to Maui, what is your favorite thing to do, Pete?
Well, it's anything with people. So when I come for the golf tournament itself, probably two-thirds of what I do during the tournament itself is communicate through interviews and talking to anyone that is interested in talking to me. A third of it is engage with our customers, and we bring about 50 customers, and they bring their spouses and their kids.
Oh, fabulous.
So maybe a third of it is involved with that. I don't come often outside of the tournament itself. Mm-hmm. I did recently when we announced the Mental Health for Kids initiative. Stephanie comes two or three times a year, and she'll probably be coming at least that going forward as we work on the fire-related initiatives. But for me, it's all about people and engaging with people and understanding my role and as a spokesperson for the tournament sponsor and the tournament itself.
When I visited Century World, I was absolutely impressed, and it became a part of me with your golf course and Stevens Point and the feeling that you feel when you go to Stevens Point that it's a home. It's a home, you know. It just feels really good. It feels like Lahaina felt.
Yeah, you see some of what I'm talking about as far as the similarities between.
Yes, absolutely. It's very much so there.
One of the things people might not know is that Century's been in the golf business longer than this tournament has been. Century World opened up all the way back in 1982. And so they are now actually becoming more engaged in the game at the highest level by being the sponsor here, are starting to provide all sorts of different kinds of services in golf-related areas. And they are literally golf experts. They don't pound their drum very loudly for themselves, but I've seen it personally, and I just thought that U.S. Senior Open this summer in Century World was, that's one of my favorite major championships that I've ever been to in my entire career.
Yeah.
They know how to do it.
Is there anything you wanted to talk about that I haven't led you to?
I want to mention one thing.
Please.
And that is, I hope everyone realizes what a fantastic spokesperson for Maui Mark Rolfing has been. I watched one night, happened to have the Golf Channel on, Mark, and Rich Lerner turned the mic over to you for at least a good solid half hour, 40 minutes. And you did a long, eloquent monologue on the state of affairs of Maui. And more importantly, and this couldn't have been less more than a month after the fire, at most. And it made the issue really come alive. And it was eloquent. It had emotion behind it. And anyone watching that night would be affected and would want to do something as a result of that. And I've seen you take other opportunities to do that. I think if there's a better person to represent in this time of crisis to the mainland, what Lahaina is going through, what the island of Maui is going through, there's no better person than yourself.
Well, thank you, Pete. I'm going to have a unique opportunity today. On NBC, we have a fixed-wing airplane that's going to be flying up above, and we're going to fly the plane down to the south and stop it somewhere maybe a couple miles short of Lahaina, probably out in the ocean, and it's going to just kind of circle around a little bit, and Tommy's going to close the other mic, Tommy Roy, our producer, and open my mic and kind of let me go a little bit.
Perfect.
And it's really been good for me because it's forced me to really think through what is needed in this community and what has happened in this community and what really was Lahaina. You know, so many people, you know, I've heard have said, rich California is losing their second homes and things like that. Not at all. This is a working community, you know. And I've known a lot of these people and worked with them over the years. And I to have the opportunity to be able to talk about it and have a platform like I do, Pete, is just remarkable. So I will never shirk that responsibility. I take it very seriously.
Beautiful. And, yes, Lahaina is a community of generations, four generations of families who live together and maybe built one house and then built another house and then built a third house to make room for all of those generations of children who grew up, who created more families. And that's what Lahaina was, a very, very strong family-oriented community for generations. And when it comes to talking about cutting, they may be moving in some places, but I don't think it was Lahaina. Something that people may not know about, there's a scholarship program that Connected Communities is part of for graduates at the Maui Public High Schools.
Right.
Can you talk to that?
Yeah, this is actually, it predates Connected Communities. It's one of the first things we did as we began to realize how closely alike Stevens Point and Maui are. We, as an organization, care about education, care about workforce development. We struggle to keep our kids in our community, and we want to. And we know it's the same on the island.
Absolutely.
So what we wanted to do with that is to encourage young people who graduate from public high schools to continue their education in the state. So these are scholarships that they can use at any University of Hawaii system school. A lot of them are used here at the University of Hawaii Maui College. Sometimes someone will go to the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
Yeah.
But we want to help children who want to continue their education and then come back and contribute to their community. We felt very strongly about that. I think the scholarship is fully funded now, so we have 12 students a year on scholarship, and those students can, those are renewable scholarships. So if you're pursuing a four-year degree, it's renewable as long as you maintain your good standing, maintain your grades.
Sure, your grade point. Yes.
Yeah, both for four students looking for a four-year degree and students pursuing a two-year degree as well.
Yeah, and, you know, that's normal for all FAFSA. If you apply for a FAFSA, you got to have a grade point average.
Well,
and because you just have to show that you really...
And we know these students are working, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
you've
got a balance. They've got a huge balance, especially now. They're working. They're supporting their families. We know the University of Hawaii Maui College has seen their enrollment increase since the fire as college students are staying here with their families.
Wow. Wonderful. All right. Connecting with you again, Pete McPartland, Stephanie Smith, what a pleasure seeing you in person, thinking about you. Thank you very much for stopping in and spending so much time with us, with Mark and myself and here. It really, 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 really appreciate you.
Thanks for having us, Danielle.
Yeah, always good to be with you.
Awesome. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back right after this. We're going to have Ben Hongo teach us some golf. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Buy tickets now for the Sony Open and lift up Keiki, Kupuna, and families here in Hawaii. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to show your support to Islanders. Give aloha. Help a lot. Get your tickets now for the Sony Open in Hawaii. Together, we can kokua. Tickets and more are available now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Give aloha. Help a lot.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right. Let me give you a couple of tee times because we're going to talk with Ben Hongo, okay? Volcano has a 940. It's 53 degrees, so you want to dress, but you know you won't work up the sweat. Makalei, there's a 10 o'clock. On Kauai at Poipu, there's a 10:30. I make that a 10:20. And an 11 o'clock. And on Oahu at the Turtle Bay, beautiful golf course, 9:36. 9:36 or an 8:52. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:46. Eba Beach Golf Course has a 9:12 and a 10:21. And on the Emerald Course at Wailea, there's a 12:10. On the Blue Course, a 9:50. And let's see, Maui Inui, I'm not sure what time this is because there's only two letter. Oh, sold. Now, Ben Hongo, so everybody, you don't go to those golf courses yet. Don't make the call, but listen, because Ben Hongo is joining us now in the clubhouse, okay? Ben Hongo is president, Aloha Section PGA, director of golf, Hongo Golf at Kapalua, Golf Digest, best teachers in state, 2024-2025 and 2019-2020. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what is some of the things that you talk about, not the very, very beginning student and not the very advanced student, but somebody who's kind of right in the middle? They've been playing okay, but they feel like they're in a rut. They're not getting, you know, any better. In fact, some days they're worse.
So, you know, I think one of the important things when it comes to golf is having the realistic expectations, because, you know, we watch these guys shoot 62, 63 like nothing.
Right.
You know, as, which is really unbelievable.
Yeah.
The golf course is not that easy.
No.
But I do talk to a lot of my intermediate players about having realistic expectations. And, you know, if you can get your ball striking such that where you can get inside of 100 yards, 75 yards, and regulation, so like in par four and basically in three shots, and have enough good, you know, short game, and you're able to two putt from, say, on a regular basis from 35, 40 feet out, you're going to shoot, you know, possibly in the 80s. But,
and that's realistic.
Yeah, very realistic. And most people, you know, they go to the driving range. And, I mean, the habits, what I see, or the patterns I see people take is they'll go to the driving range. First club out of their bag is a driver, and they don't hit it very well. They'll hit 10 shots, and they move on to their 7-iron, and they never go to the putting green. You know, our driving range at Kapalua is right next to a putting green, and I'll see 20 people hitting golf balls, but I'll see one person, and that one person is probably the scratch golfer.
So, in other words, we're all going out there to get our frustrations out and bang golf balls, and we're not really improving our game.
Yep.
So, what would you start with? What would you tell a student? This is the club you need to start with.
So, I think first thing I would say is the wedge.
Whatever
the favorite wedge is. I mean, you know, whether it's a pitching wedge, gap wedge, sand wedge, lob wedge, whatever that is. get really good at hitting the golf ball from 50 yards out, and you'll kill two birds with one stone here, because the foundation that you have to hit a wedge 50 yards, all you got to do is make it a little bit bigger to hit your 7-iron. So, you know, for me, like, there's three really, I would say the laws are the really important thing when it comes to golf is, one is, can you control the bottom of the circle?
Oh.
Okay, can you do that? Can you, you know, because there's some absolutes, right? Like, if you want to learn how to surf, you can't swim. That's kind of
you know, that wouldn't be good.
So I think, you know, trying to hit a golf ball off the ground, you got able to make contact with the ground at a certain spot. That's the number one. If you can't do that, it's like trying to, you know, surf without, can't swim.
Okay, so the bottom of the circle, if you mean the circle of the swing? Being all
what we call a low point, or TrackMan calls it a low point.
Okay.
So can you control that? That's the first thing I would say. Second thing is, can you control the club face? Okay. So, you know, and a lot of people, you know, we talk about, there's, you know, guys out there with stronger grip. You know, Paul Azinger had a really strong grip.
What does a strong grip do?
To me, it closes the club.
And when you close the club face, you can't make good contact with the ball?
No, I'm not. Well, it depends, right?
Okay.
Some people, they need to close the club face. I mean, most people slice the golf ball. So I would say majority of my lessons when it comes to the grip, it would be trying to change the grip to where we can get the club face more from open to close. So I'll probably, you know, a lot of my lessons, we go to a stronger grip. Not always, but, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some, you know, what we called principles that control that club face. And one could be the grip. It could be something in a takeaway. You know, you see a lot of players position, what I call position two, which is halfway back. Justin Thomas does it all the time. Kari Webb did it a long time. Mike Weir did it. You know, it became their pre-shot routine. I'm not sure exactly what they were checking. I'm not sure if they were checking on the shaft angle or the face angle, but
right.
A lot of players take it to that halfway point on the backswing and check it. And they're checking something. And the third part of it is, can you swing the golf club on plane or online? And if you can really control, you know, you get the bottom of the golf swing so it meets the golf ball, get the club face somewhat square to the target, and swing the golf club online, who really cares how you swing the golf club, right?
Swing your swing. Who said that, Mark? Yeah. Swing your swing. Was it Arnold Palmer?
It was. I don't think it was him. Might have been Sam Snead. It was somebody like that back in that era. But yeah, swing your swing.
Ben Hogan.
There you go.
Ben Hogan. Swing your swing.
So, you know, I put my, you know, when I do videos, just to make it easier, I have 10 positions in the golf swing. Position 7 is impact. Obviously, that's the judgment moment. But as you approach it, you know, as you get closer and closer to that moment, all the players that we see on television, they start to look alike, whether they have a, you know, unusual golf swing, say Jim Furyk or Matthew Wolff, or a pretty golf swing, say Adam Scott, or you know whoever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Scotty, right? I mean, he's. I mean,
Scheffler.
Would you teach his footwork? I mean, you know, I couldn't do it. I would fall.
Okay. Speaking of footwork, I saw Oberg's stance. His feet are
14. They were about that far apart.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's
that? He's got a quiet lower body, but. Ben is just such a great instructor, and I just want to echo basically what he is saying, is that if you have the correct fundamentals, if you establish a good grip, if you establish good ball position, good posture, and good alignment, which is the most, I think, neglected fundamental in golf, if you have those fundamentals, there's very little that can go wrong after that. Basically, you're turning your back to the target and then returning the club head, you know, to the strike, and people tend to overcomplicate it and not worry about the fundamentals. It's start with those fundamentals. That's what these players work on incessantly. They work on their alignment more than any other fundamental.
Wow.
When they're practicing.
Oh, I think we all need to hear that.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
And another thing, you know, when I go to the driving range, typical, you know, higher handicappers, you know, they don't put any type of, you know, to Mark's point, they don't put any type of alignment guide. You know, when I teach, I always have some type of alignment guide for them to use so they're aiming correctly. me. I get so many people where they're hitting the golf ball 20 yards right, and after them hitting five shots.
Lee Trevino, I'm standing up, people can't see me. But everybody thought Lee Trevino had an open stance because his feet, particularly his left foot, were aimed so far left of the target. But if you look at Trevino, the rest of his body, his knees, his hips, his shoulders, they were all square. And he still lines up with his feet to the left, but that's not where he's aimed. So you have to understand what causes you to be misaligned, and it's not just your feet. Your feet can be lined up to the left and your shoulders to the right. You got to get everything in sync.
Okay, but you could have your feet...
Exactly. Feet really don't matter. Your hips and shoulders are way more important than your feet.
Yeah, you know, you swing the golf club with your arms. So you swing your golf club with your arms, and your arms attach to your shoulders. So to me, shoulder alignment is probably number one.
Yeah.
You know, and also you aim with your eyes. So a lot of times how you set your eyes or your head over the golf ball can affect as well.
And number three. Thank you. Yes, I want to be able to hear Ben better.
Yep.
Number three, Ben, whatever that means.
Yeah. So alignment, you know, we call it at Kapalua Golf Academy, BPGA. You want to be like a PGA professional, but it stands for ball placement, posture, grip, and aim. That's where I start.
Say that again.
BPGA.
BPGA.
Yep. Ball placement, posture, grip, aim.
Excellent.
You know, think about a ball position, Danielle. There's this device called Iron Byron that the USGA uses to test golf balls. It's the perfect golf swing, theoretically. But if they don't position the ball, if you move the ball position a quarter of an inch with Iron Byron, the best swing in golf, it'll top every shot. The ball never get airborne, which shows you how important ball position is. Clubs are different length. You can't have ball position, you know, basically the same with different length clubs. So it's important.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard if you move it 3 inches, the Iron Byron will miss the ball altogether.
And then miss it altogether.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's the same swing.
He doesn't have eyes.
Yeah,
he can't help himself.
He doesn't have eyes. That's for sure. That is for sure.
So what do you do with the really good guys? I mean, guys who come in with a 2 handicap. Do they come in?
They do. First thing is I look at their patterns.
What do they usually come in for?
Usually, you know, 2 handicaps, they'll come in. Some of the guys that's like 2 handicap or that gets really good at golf, they're really obsessed with golf. They're like golf geeks.
Like you.
Like myself.
Okay.
And they just take golf lessons.
Oh.
That's what they do.
Well.
You know, so I had this one guy who had taken lessons from over 200 instructors. I mean, like the greats. We're talking like Butch Harmon and David Ledbetter, Bob Toski. I'm sitting there going, what are you doing with Ben Hongo?
Hey, wait a minute. Ben Hongo, you know, you're one of the top teachers in America.
I get that, but you're talking about Butch and David.
I think that's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, that they're geeks. But I bet you they want to know a little bit about something. Okay, this teacher that teaches this way, this teacher teaches that way. I got a little something from this person.
That's exactly what they're looking for. They're looking for some nugget that they haven't heard before or not. And, you know, I like using TrackMan. I like using all the technologies that's available to me. Makes it a little bit easier for me to communicate. You know, it's really not so much for me. I see what I see. I see what I see in a ball flight. And a lot of people go, how's TrackMan changed my teaching style? And I go, not much. In fact, you get to a certain point where you start to look at a golf ball and you kind of guess what those numbers are. It's almost like a game for me.
Okay.
You know, I go, okay, let me see. I think that was 2 degrees outside in. Ooh, yes. You know, so, but they're all looking for that magic. Because, it's a never-ending story, right, when it comes to golf.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Tiger Woods and, I mean, it's like.
He's going to win again. Yeah. He's not going to win again.
Yeah.
He's going to win again. I mean, I love the controversy over him playing. Do you think he's going to compete?
I think he will. It's going to be hard for him to win again. I have a question, but there's no doubt in my mind that he will compete again. Just having him out there is unbelievable. And if you think about golf instruction, which we're talking about right now, Tiger Woods was the best player in the world on three different occasions with three different instructors. His first instructor was Butch Harmon, who taught a pretty standard-type swing. And then he went from that to Hank Haney, who taught you to swing around your body and flatten Tiger out and everything else, and Tiger broke more records. And then he went from Hank Haney to Sean Foley. And that was a completely different situation, became, you know, the greatest again. But the point of that is you have to believe in what you're doing. And he believed every single time that what he was doing was the right thing. Whether it was or wasn't, it didn't matter. He believed in it.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Some general said something like that, yes.
And I completely agree with that.
Right on.
And, you know, him being so good at golf and revamping his golf swing, I mean, to me it's craziness, but he did it.
Yes.
You know, and that's why, you know, they say why is Titleist golf balls the best, because they keep on evolving and they never stop trying to improve, and that's why they're probably the number one ball in golf. Not saying the other golf balls aren't good, but I'm just, you know, that's what that's been told to me. And you got the number one player in the world there, he's trying to get better and better. So that 2 handicap, you know, from the rest of the world, it's like, why are you trying to get better? You're really good at golf.
Right.
You know?
Searching for the holy grail.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And sometimes it doesn't work out, unfortunately. And we've seen that.
Yes. Oh, Ben Hongo, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. We'll have to do this. You haven't been on a long time.
And the last time, you remember, I was in my car somewhere on the upper highway.
Yes.
Talking about fire and stuff. And I know we're completely not even close to being out of the woods, but this is nice to talk about golf.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Thank you, Ben. Aloha. Thanks, Mark.
Ben Hongo, president, Aloha Section PGA, and director of golf, Hongo Golf at Kapalua. Golf Digest Best Teachers in Hawaii 2019, 2020, 2024, 2025. Go see him. He's at Kapalua, director of golf at Hongo Golf. My name's Danielle Tucker. Mark Wolfing is with us. So fabulous. We're going to come back after this. Alex Nakajima, and I'm really looking forward to talking to Byron. I think it's Byron.
Brian.
Brian. It just spells it different.
Yeah, with a Y. Brian,
with a Y. With a Y. Right. Brian Pierce. All right, we're coming back after this. We are KORL Waianae, Honolulu.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwale. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
where the best start their year. The Century returns to Maui at the Plantation Course at Kapalua for the PGA Tour's opening drive. Come witness an elite field of PGA Tour players like Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele. As the race for the FedEx Cup begins, take gear admitted for free, and Hawaii residents can enjoy the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century January 4th through 7th. Buy tickets at thecentury.com.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Alex Nakajima, Kapalua Golf General Manager and Director of Golf at Troon Golf and the 2022 Golf Professional of the Year. How do you have time? Do I have that wrong?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show, Daniel. Yeah.
Did I get that, all that, any of that backwards?
That was a lot, but no, that's all right.
That's all correct.
Yes.
Right. Well, yes, see, you. All of those kudos have to go to you. So what do you do during the tournament? I mean, this must be, like, a lot.
Yes, but for my job is a lot of preparation leading up to the tournament. But I wanted to share a little bit. You know, the golf course takes years to mature and then prepare. So, obviously, our work started months ago. But most important time around the fire.
Yes.
Boy, we were looking, you know, preparing, you know, 5 months out, 6 months out. And then the it was a bit questionable in how we're going to host the tournament when we have 30-some percent of the employees who lost everything. And so that was a bit, you know, I was a bit nervous. However, you know, they all came through. Everybody showed up for work, even
wow.
the next day. So
wow.
it was very emotional.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And you are, that's what, yes, Mark, you can jump in anytime.
You know, this guy amazes me. He starts at 5 in the morning, and I saw a clip the other night. We're going to have Brian Pearson, as you talked about, the superintendent here. He was on a show that I did for the Golf Channel the other day. And after seeing Alex Nakajima all day long, I saw a video that night of Alex was at a watch party with some of the colleagues from Brian watching his re-air of the Golf Channel piece. And Alex is everywhere during this tournament. So if you ask what he does during the tournament, the answer is yes.
During the day, I just let it happen. I mean, that's my job.
But you're looking. You're watching.
I'm watching for the next year to how to improve for the next year, the future events. Yeah.
See, now that's the way we should all be.
Yeah.
You know, keeping an eye on things. How could I do this better?
Right? Absolutely.
Never just sort of fall into.
There's always things to learn from the past. And then the, you know, the way we do the maintenance or the scheduling of the operations. I'm in charge of the retail operation as well. Retail is another unique animal. The logo positions, the colors, very, you know, people are picky.
Yes.
So,
girl.
We just need to get it right. And there's so much expertise in different fields. And I learn how to trust the team and then let them make the decisions throughout the year.
Jamie Zodoc, is she still...
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Do you have
her
upstairs? I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your favorite. Yes, absolutely. But all the brands, you know, the fashion comes and goes.
Yes.
But the colors sometimes is there. It's also comes and goes too. So
yes.
We need to hit the mark on all fronts.
That's great.
Yeah.
You gonna carry in what Victor Hovland's wearing this week? I haven't seen too much of that in pro shops.
No, I think we do have some.
Do you?
We do have some.
I know that. Yeah. I'm not a customer for that, actually.
What's he wearing?
Well, I saw a pair of pants yesterday with a big white stripe all the way down the right-hand side.
Yeah. Racing stripe.
And then he had a nice floor shirt, right? You know, Aloha Friday shirt yesterday. It was great to see everybody supporting that cause, and then you know, it looked great on TV when on the green background and the whales reaching.
Yes.
Boy, it looked really good.
Yes, it did. And for all, you know, every time anyone wore something Aloha Friday, as we call it in Hawaii, the Aloha Friday, because this show is streaming live now around the world, so anybody's listening. Sometimes I feel like I need to explain what I'm talking about here.
Right.
Someone wore an Aloha Friday shirt, it was a $2,000 donation. It was really, really cool to see all the guys come together and actually pull that off.
And you don't see this very often, but somebody was showing their socks in their book.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a you know, the peak on camera, right? You know, there you go. There you go. Mark is rocking the cup of little butterfly. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
If somebody wants to be the director of golf at Kapalua or anywhere,
yeah,
what do they have to do?
Boy, that's an interesting question, and it goes for a lot of people in this industry. And it's a dedication. Obviously, you got to have a passion to drive every day, but it's not easy. So you know, unless you love the business and the industry, I can't honestly recommend for everyone.
Right.
However, what a beautiful spot to work.
Oh yeah. Right? Where did you start?
I started, you know, right out of college in Princeville when I met you long ago in the 90s.
So that was the very start?
That's right. That's right. My first job in Hawaii in the Paradise.
Right? Yes.
And then opportunity with Turin Golf took me to Japan in a little bit in the finance role, but, you know, acquisition of the golf courses, still in the business, and that lasted 10 years. And who would have thought I would be working in downtown Tokyo in a high-rise? But that was interesting. It gave me a great perspective of how the business works.
But you are dual-linguistic. I mean, you speak more than one language.
Yes, sometimes more comfortable in Japanese. Right. But very grateful for the opportunity. And I've been with Turin Golf for maybe 24 years now. But I don't feel like I've been with the same company, because every year, every position's challenged me. So I think that's the reason I'm still around with the company. And been here at the Kapalua for 7.5. It just provides me multiple challenges. And FIRE, you know, I look at it this way. It's almost like a stock market. You know, you're going from one position to somewhere up high in 10 years. And we have a little bit of dip, maybe this year, last year. But it's a small dip when you look back after 10 years, 10, 15 years.
Right.
And
right.
Every product is getting better. The golf course, the facilities,
right.
The teamwork. Yes, all aspects are improving. And that's how I need to lead the team and not let the team down.
Right. And the team must be feeling more family after the fire.
You know, I talk to Mark and our team as well quite a bit, but our senior management team, I think they got a lot tighter,
yeah.
And we speak how to take care of the associates better.
Yeah.
But the way we support it has changed. Before, it might have been a little bit of a Christmas presents and the compensation, you know, incentives. But this time it was eating together. How to spend the holiday together.
Wow.
Of course, you know, there's many that are still living in a hotel room with a small refrigerator.
Yeah.
When you have two kids, you can't do the Costco run anymore.
And, right.
So you start to think about how to do that. And I brought everybody into for the Thanksgiving, and I told, bring your family. So all throughout the day, Thanksgiving Day, we were eating here. But it's great to bring the community together.
But I'm only laughing because it's joyous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's joyous to have that kind of camaraderie.
Right.
And for this to be a place flowing with the families, all the families coming together. That's Thanksgiving.
And then sometimes, you know, there'll be a single guy, you know, a young assistant. And they love to connect with the other families.
Yeah.
And some family will bring 16 people. and that's okay. That's
family.
That's their family. Yeah. So, and then our support structure from our ownership evolved into community support into the churches and schools. Obviously, housing is our number one issue. However, the second issue, that's so large, and then one company or one, you know, person can't fix that. But we could impact the education, because if you have a child, the kids need to go back to the routine, right? So the summer break, when the fire happened, yes, it was, you know, 2-3 weeks of figuring things out. But we need to structurally support the schools and the churches, temples, you know, all different gatherings.
Yeah.
So we have many, many organizations that are using our facilities for the fall and beyond, too. And we made that commitment.
So. Wow. So Kapalua Golf has made their facilities available to these organizations.
Correct.
That have no place to gather for now.
Correct. So, for example, two schools we're supporting. One, we're bringing into our old Bay Golf Course Clubhouse for next 2 years. So we made that commitment. We renovated for them. We purchased a van for them to operate. So they'll be there. Sacred Heart Church, they're taking on hundreds of kids, and then we bought them lunch. We'll support that going forward. So there's many, many different ways to support, but each week I think the demand and the expectation has changed, so we wanted to clearly understand that first to give that support.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to bring Brian Pierce in. I want to talk to you again on the show in the near future because there's so much that you're doing that I don't think enough people know about, so I'd like to do that. Can you make the time?
Thank you. Thank you. We're happy to share that. And well, thank you for coming over here. It's a huge part of it. And how many years have you been here?
26 years.
There you go.
26 years. But I am amazed at I was not prepared for the new entry where you go down and it's like flying to a new country.
That's right.
Getting on an aircraft. Can we check your bags, please? We need to see your computer. I'm like, this is different. This is different. I can do this. All these things are necessary. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming over here.
Thank you. All right. Alex Nakajima, Kapalua Golf General Manager, Director of Golf at Troon Golf, and the 2022 Golf Professional of the Year. Thanks. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Brian Pierce. We have about 10 minutes. Kapalua Plantation Course, Superintendent of Golf. And he's here. He's been here. His house isn't here anymore. But he's showing up. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutter bug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories. Join the fun that makes a difference at the Sony Open. PGA Tour stars hit Wailea January 8th through 14th. Jump into this wave of aloha for Hawaii charities. Register now to volunteer at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we are back here with Mark Rolfing. Mark Rolfing, NBC and a golf channel, golf analyst and commentator, 2012 PGA Distinguished Service Award recipient with Debbie Rolfing. And now we have in the clubhouse Brian Pierce, Kapalua Plantation Course, Superintendent of Golf. Brian, this golf course looks better than it has ever.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Someone asked why... Oh, God, his name just went out of my mind. He's from England. He plays golf on two tours. Doesn't matter. They wonder why he kept... Tell me, Fleetwood. why he can't play golf as good, you know, why he's not winning, I think it's because he's so used to, like, the brown, you know, and there's so much green.
Right, right. We're drying out, too. We're getting there.
No. It's beautiful. And God, thank you so much for showing up. Mark introduced me to you.
Yep.
Mark, will you take over?
Well, it's just a remarkable performance, and it wasn't just Brian. There were a lot of people, his entire team, but his family lost pretty much all of their personal belongings, house, everything else in the wildfires of Lahaina. And I've been here how long? We've been here 40 years, I guess, almost now with the plantation, 35. I've never seen it in this good a condition. And if you think about the effort that it's taken with a staff that has been paralyzed by the tragedy, it's just a remarkable performance. The players, to a man, are just saying it's the best they've ever seen it. It's firm and it's fast. Think about this. There were 22 inches, Brian told me, of measurable rain in December here, and yet it's back to its firmness from the early days, and it's playing exactly the way we want it. We'd like to see a little more wind, but otherwise, he's just done a remarkable job with his team.
Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. Nothing you can do about the wind.
Right.
I saw a little bit blowing out there in the flags. I'm not sure if that's going to help make it a little bit, more challenging.
If the wind picks up, that's how the scores will
exactly
be a little bit higher. Yeah.
So I saw a crew. It was about 5:30, maybe 5:15, as I was going through the security gate, and they were out rolling. What time do they start rolling?
So behind the greens mowers, so we started at 5 a.m. today.
5 a.m.
Yeah. It's actually our latest day.
So tell me, what is the reason for that? People need to know.
For rolling greens?
Yeah.
To smooth the surface, and then we can pick up between 4 and 6 inches on the stimp meter on green speed.
Brian, I am curious. I have seen so many people out here working this week that I've never seen before. Who are all the people that are working on this maintenance crew that I know aren't your normal crew?
So the women in turf, it's a big thing that we're trying to promote here. So we have 10 women. Assistant superintendents, environmental specialists. They all came in to help us out. We have 26 volunteers here this week.
Wow.
Where'd they come from?
All over the mainland.
All over the United States?
Yeah. Wow. Superintendent from Kanapali is helping out as well.
Wow. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your experience with the August 8th wildfires. I know it was a close call for you down there.
It was. So I was actually at Safeway when the fire started. I could see the fire up on the hill. My wife and I were trying to get a few things in case the weather got really bad. Saw the fire up on the hill. It was just white smoke at that point, so it looked like a brush fire. 20 minutes later, we got out of Safeway, looked up the hill again, and it was just all black smoke. You could tell it was structure fires. Our home is on Front Street. It's a little hard for me to talk about.
I'm sorry. I know.
It's okay.
I'll
get
sure?
through it. Yeah.
Okay.
So then we drove home. We saw all the black smoke rushing down the hill. It was going exactly over our home. We quickly went inside, just grabbed a couple things, and then raced out of there. As soon as we got onto Front Street, it was just gridlock. It took us almost an hour to go from, if you're familiar with that area, just going from our house, which was close to the seawall that people were jumping over, just to get to where the Mala ramp is.
Wow.
It took almost an hour.
Wow.
And then from that point up to Kahana, I stayed at my friend Tyler's house. The assistant superintendent took another hour to get up the road.
Wow.
A lot of utility poles were down. Navigating through that was very difficult.
What do you grab at a moment like that when you know life is on the line?
Because
everybody says I grabbed things. I'm like, I don't even know what I'd grab. My purse.
At that point... We didn't expect our house to burn. Nobody does.
Right.
But we just couldn't breathe. We couldn't see. So
so we thought it was safe just to get out. So honestly, we grabbed a T-shirt, shorts, toothbrushes. We even forgot, like, my wife's medication, forgot that.
Of course.
She has a thyroid issue.
Wow.
And it took 8 days just to find that after the fire. That was a big deal.
Did your house burn down?
Yes.
How did you find the medication?
They were doing pharmacy runs. They set up, like, little centers where you could maybe try to get medication or help your pets out. They had a few of those going on. So it took quite a few days to get that.
8 days.
8 days. She went without it.
Wow. That's something that I exactly understand, because in that moment, I don't think about how I'm, I think about how I'm feeling, and I think I need to save myself. I don't think, I better grab the meds.
You're just panicking at that point.
Yeah. And how many of your crew was also impacted by the Lahaina fire?
Well, 43 in the Kapalua family lost.
43?
Yeah.
And how did you get them to come back to work? Did they want to come back to work?
We took 3 weeks off. And then, like, all the superintendents and management staff, we just helped for that time. If somebody came into work, we would just talk. We would just talk, try to work our way through it mentally, try to find them shelter, try to find them food, water, whatever they needed. And then once they felt ready to come back, that's when we said, okay, you can come back.
Wow.
But there was no rush on that aspect.
But you came right back.
I came back 4 days later. 4 days later, my assistant superintendent, Tyler Krim, he went back the day after just to see if anyone needed help. It was very, very great of him to do that.
Yeah. I bet you're a tight family now.
Oh, yeah. We're super excited to get to this point, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of work to be done.
There was, yeah.
And it looks better than it has, as Mark said. I haven't been here as long as Mark, but it's truly incredible.
Yeah, we're very proud of it.
I have 3 minutes.
Okay.
I could talk to you for hours. Mark, would you like to say anything else, please?
Yeah, again, this family of Kapalua associates is just incredible. And I just feel like it's been really great for me to understand what they do and what their lives are like. I tend to move pretty fast, and I'm doing a lot of things and flying around the world to watch these guys play golf and stuff. And it's been very cool for me to be able to get grounded again out here for the last couple of months. And see, it's interesting. We had a lot of things planned for this year in terms of the golf course that we weren't able to accomplish. I think it's likely we would have changed the par, for example, at the fifth hole, because it really is a par four. It always has been a par four. I've always wanted a par 72. I think you will see that in the future. I'm pretty sure you'll see that for next year. And so, you know, a lot of things we wanted to do, we couldn't, but it's just such a great start now. And I will tell you, the reaction by the players has been just remarkable. And whatever's been going on, all this noise off the golf course, this is really bringing everybody back together. And I'm going to tell you right now, 2 years from now, every one of the best players in the world is going to be right here, all playing together in some new organization. And we're going to forget about it. We're going to not look back. Like we have to do with this recovery, we're only looking forward.
Yes, exactly. And I love what Pete McPartland, CEO of Century, said last night. We don't think about that. We just think about this great tournament, and we're putting on this great tournament. And you did amazing work to on this great tournament.
Thank you.
Your whole staff. Thank you, guys. Thank you, because it is truly wonderful, and if you can get out here to enjoy it, you're going to have a wonderfully good time. The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture your memories. Aloha Power Equipment. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company. Branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels since 1939. Brand yours. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Wailea Golf Academy, and the Aloha Section PGA teach your children to play golf. That gift lasts a lifetime. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.